Hello, and welcome to another episode of Appalachian Monsters and Mysteries. I'm Belle.
And I'm Miley.
And today, listener discretion is advised.
Love to hear it.
Do you
kidding? Though?
Yeah, no. Exactly. On August 3rd, 2009, 44-year-old Willie Flint Lee.
That's like, it's just.
It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, it's just one thing when we do episodes about like people from years ago. But it's just something different when it's
2009.
More recent. Yeah. Which, I mean, when you think about it, it seems a lot closer than what it actually was when you do the math. But, I mean, still recent enough.
Yeah. Yeah. He goes by Flint, not his first name, Willie.
Oh.
He disappeared just one day after his birthday.
Oh.
I know.
No.
Which was odd of him to do. I mean, it's odd for anyone to disappear, but for some people it's like less odd.
Yeah.
But for him it was weird. He was a husband, a father, and a volunteer firefighter and a chicken farmer.
Aw, love that for him.
The next day, August 4th, a call came through to 911 about a truck on fire over a ravine just 3 miles from Mr. Lee's home. The Mendenhall Volunteer Fire Department came to the scene and quickly put the fire out, only to discover multiple bullet holes in the driver's side of the truck.
Oh.
The 2005 Chevrolet pickup was, of course, registered to Flint, but his body was not found in or around the truck.
Do you think this was the same fire department that he volunteered for?
Probably.
That's
if it's
awful.
Only 3 miles from his home, then yeah, I would say so.
Can you... Oh, I don't know. I don't know what it was, but I was thinking the other day about like some kind of accident happening and like having to respond, like as a first responder coming to a scene that you know the person. I cannot imagine.
I unfortunately know what it's like to be a reluctant first responder, but not someone I know.
Oh.
Because Elizabeth
right.
would often first respond to things
yes.
that I wish she would have not first responded to. But, you know, benefit to me that she did this because now I'm as tough as nails. I can see someone bleed out in front of me and not flinch.
Gosh, if anything like that happens, I hope that you and I are together because I could not. I don't know how I would react. Probably just puking, honestly.
I have a weird switch that I can flip and just disassociate. Not in a creepy way, but in a helpful way.
Sometimes I think I can do that too.
I crashed my van. It was a one-man accident. I shattered the windshield because the hood flew up and just busted that
you
puppy
crashed?
Up.
Like you ran into something?
No. No.
Oh,
the windshield
right, yeah,
hit
yeah.
it and shattered
yes,
it.
Yeah.
And I was as cool as a cucumber. So was Evie, my older twin.
They were in
Evie
the van?
Evie was in the van with me, yeah. She
I didn't
handled
know
it
that.
Like a champ. I was
Aww.
So impressed by her. I was like, the way that I got off the road was not safe, but I got over there. I got off the road into a street and I was like, Evie, are you okay? And she had her little arms out and she said, oh no, mommy. And I was like, you're telling me, but she handled it like a pro.
Aww.
I was like, God, you're just like me. Poor thing. But I was shaking.
So
I was
scary.
I had an adrenaline rush and I had shock.
Yeah. Right.
But I was fine. I didn't cry. It takes a lot for me to cry in stressful situations.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a psychopath.
Maybe.
My therapist did tell me that I had some, not a lot, some narcissistic tendencies.
I mean, don't we all?
Yeah, but for your therapist
know.
To say that to you, it hurts a yeah. little.
Yeah, I can understand that. Hey, but hey, that's why you went to therapy, to grow.
Yeah.
And that's why we support therapy on this podcast.
We do. Mental health is important.
Yeah.
January has the highest suicide rates.
I
told y'all this is a learning podcast now.
I can understand that.
Did you
After
know that?
Christmas?
Yeah.
That's not surprising to me
My
at all.
My dad died in January. Not by suicide.
Really?
But
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's this whole thing where people want to get past the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of times, like, sick people will pass away in January as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Well, this
okay,
is a sad
so
episode.
Anyway,
you're welcome, everyone.
Flint.
Let's get depressed.
Yeah.
This but will come out in January. Please, nobody kill yourself.
Please seek
Reach
help.
Out for help.
Yeah.
The next day, the police and others began investigating a blood trail and creating a search party for Flint. Blood was found on the guardrail 3.5 miles from the place of the truck.
What?
Yeah. They followed the trail down to Strong River, where Flint Lee's body was discovered by his wife Gail's brother-in-law, Charles Earl.
Aww.
So it wasn't his brother-in-law, so it wasn't like... Well, technically, it would have been his brother-in-law. No. Not technically. It might have not been.
To a relative. A relative of his wife.
Due to the blood on the guardrail and the other blood splatter discovered, it's believed Flint's body was thrown into the river from the road. Police were then able to discover the cause of death being a gunshot wound to the chest, which would have caused the victim to die instantly.
Hmm.
That's, I don't want to say that's soothing, because it's not soothing to get shot. I can only imagine it hurts very badly.
Yeah, but it's quick.
But it's quick.
And especially if you don't know that it's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. Like a bullet wound.
Yeah.
It's better than a stab wound.
Right, yeah. We never take away from death in general or any way of dying. No. But it would at be least it was.
Yeah, yeah, if quick. It was instant.
Right. But still, over three miles yeah, from...
This all happened in Mississippi, too.
Was I don't know if I mentioned that. So the gunshots in the truck, did it seem, I guess we're probably going to get to if he was shot. I mean, he would have to have been shot in the truck.
I mean,
because
let's not forget the title of this episode. This is an unsolved murder.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead.
Now the suspects, Charles Earl was the first suspect early on due to him finding the body of Flint Lee so quickly. And that again.
What in the world?
That again is why even if I find a dead body.
Are you sure that you want to say this?
I'm not under any circumstance ever, 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 ever going to tell the cops about it. I'm going to leave it there.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it there.
Would you tell anybody?
And that
might
make me a bad... No. No. I have secrets inside my soul that will stay there until the day that I die.
That's scary.
It is. That must be the narcissism. I have
secrets. I feel like that was a leap.
That was a leap.
From keeping secrets to narcissism. Listen,
okay, we're getting on a tangent, and I don't feel sorry about it. Sometimes I wish I was Catholic, just so that I had someone to be like, hey, I need to talk.
Yeah, I mean...
And just like... Unabashedly confess.
Would they know?
Who know?
Like, if could you just go?
Yeah,
confess.
That's what those things are for.
I mean, like, even though you're not Catholic, could you just walk in and confess?
No, I mean, I could lie and be like, it's been 10 days since my last confession, when really it's been never since my last confession.
Is that why? So that they know?
I don't think you have to be Catholic to do that.
Do you
either
even have to say that, or is that just in movies?
No, I don't know. I'm not Catholic. Do we know any Catholic people?
We
know
I
someone's
do.
Ex-boyfriend or
yeah
ex who was Catholic.
Yeah, I also know somebody who's Catholic. I can ask her. Actually,
I think I need to branch out more in life.
I really will ask her and let you know.
Yeah,
you all
do.
May never find out. You could probably just Google it, or you may have. You may be Catholic. So
I got on a real priest kick.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds weird. It's not how
that
I mean
is.
It.
That does sound weird.
I was watching Fleabag. Season 2, which is all about a priest. And then I was watching Midnight Mass. I didn't get far. That show freaked me out, which I will finish it. Also about the Catholic Church and priests.
Okay.
My family was Catholic, actually. My Aunt Cookie, shout out Aunt Cookie, you don't listen to my podcast. She was Catholic. So was her husband. Her husband went to Notre Dame and was a assistant coach there.
Oh,
briefly.
Cool.
Yeah. That's why I'm a Notre Dame fan.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, not for no reason.
I feel like I'm learning so much about you.
Learning podcast. Why did we start talking about... Oh, yeah. So if I ever found a dead body, I would never tell anyone.
Right.
I would never tell anybody, because I'm not getting accused of a crime I didn't commit.
That really
Once
is,
again, that's one of my worst fears.
Yeah, that is wild that they were like, oh, you found the body?
Oh, you must have killed him.
Yeah.
You found that puppy fast.
But I mean, also... I mean,
no,
you
but
never
listen,
know.
There was another case. I was watching a documentary about it on HBO. Well, it's called Max now. And it was about this man. I don't remember what it was called. I apologize, everyone. It was about this man who murdered this woman and then a child, and he found her stuff and turned it in and was like, hey, I found this stuff. I heard there was a reward. And it turns out he was the one who killed her.
See, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, then that happens. I've also heard stories about that happening them being the one, and they're the one who found, quote unquote, found the body. Or
see, I'm not crazy. I have good reason. If I find a dead body.
Well, yeah, but if you didn't do
it. No one knows. No one's going to find out. I can't pass a lie detector test, okay? My blood pressure rises when I see a person in a white coat, okay? If you put me in front of police, have you people met me? You put me in front of a cop, and they're like, hey, did you commit this crime? I'd probably say yes. And then I would end up behind bars. I can't make it in prison, Miley.
Is there a crime? Is that even allowed? What if you did come across somebody?
I don't see how that could be a crime.
I'm just thinking about evidence.
I unfortunately know some cops. Not unfortunately. That's not a nice way to say that. I do know the police. Some of them.
There are quite a few. Wait. So.
I don't want to go on another tangent. We'll get further into the story. At the end of this episode, we will go on a tangent. Not all police are bad.
Okay.
I will say that.
I agree.
Let me start the story.
Okay.
But again, homeboy found the body.
Yes.
And so they're like, oh, you did it. But not to mention, he allegedly was not saying the kindest things about the victim either.
Oh, but he was just a suspect, like the number one suspect. Yeah. It's not like he was convicted crime. No. So I feel like that's different.
Some said that Flint had a drinking problem and he was going through a divorce from his wife, Gail.
Aww.
Charles was clear. Yeah. So that's why Charles was talking crap.
And that was the
sister-in-law. Yeah.
Okay.
The brother-in-law.
Right.
Charles was cleared of the murder, though. Roughly 4 months later, arrests were made to 36-year-old Bryce Mills, 32-year-old Roderick Gilbert, and 25-year-old Christopher Hubbard were brought in. The three men were brought in on charges of capital murder, burglary of a vehicle, and grand larceny. Bryce Mills was charged with possession of a firearm by a felon and possession of marijuana with intent to deliver, which I didn't know that was an exact charge. He's a drug dealer, basically.
Like having possession with intent to deliver?
Yeah. So I guess he told them, I'm going to go take these drugs to someone else.
Yeah, that's true. I've never thought about that. I knew that was
I wonder if
crime.
You get less of a charge. I'll ask a cop.
Yeah. How do they know? Because I guess it would be different
if it was less of a charge. I would be like, I'm meaning to take this to somebody. I've never smoked pot a day in my life.
I feel like it would almost be a worse crime.
This was also 2009 in Mississippi. I don't know what the laws on marijuana were like back then.
Yeah.
They were discovered through a call-in hotline to Rankin County. Christopher Hubbard then confessed to the crime and roped in Bryce and Roderick as well.
Snitch.
Freaking
love to see
narcs.
It. I love to see
you
it.
You deserve it. No. Unfortunately, yeah. Hubbard then recanted his statement and all charges were forced to be dropped due to lack of evidence. Yeah, I told you this was unsolved, Miley.
Yeah, I keep forgetting.
You get your hopes up and then they drop down.
But when you confess, that's one thing that I do not understand is...
Confessing to a crime you didn't commit?
No.
Like all those people do confess JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah, I just meant confessing and then being able to take it back.
Oh, yeah,
like
that kind of sucks.
I don't understand.
I mean, I guess
they
don't have any evidence.
Yeah, but if you
My thing is, why would you confess to a crime you didn't commit? For clout?
Yes.
That's weird.
That's really how
that's
people
weird.
Do it. Yeah, it is. It's...
Narcissistic. Yeah. No.
I was going to say the adjective for a psychopath. Psycho.
Sadly, there's not a lot about this case that is out there, and there are still many who want this 14-year-old case solved. So if you or someone you know have any information about this murder, that would be so cool.
Please.
Please call Crime Stoppers or the Simpson County Sheriff's Department of Mississippi. If you have any information, here are the phone numbers. If someone does happen to know anything about this, 601-847-2921. I'll repeat it. 601-847-2921 or 601-355-TIPS. There is a reward.
Yeah, guys.
There is a reward if you know anything about this case. They really just want to solve it. Like, I don't know what the statute of limitation is at this point, but if you know anything about Willie Flint Lee, please call those numbers. It's a case out of Mississippi, so I know we have Mississippi listeners and people who live in and around Mississippi. So if you know anything, please contact those phone numbers and
tell them that we sent you.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. You don't have to do that. But really, if you have any information.
And tell us if you have any information, because we're nosy.
Yeah. So nosy.
Oh, but my police story.
Oh, boy.
So I went cross country this fall. I went all the way to Utah and back. It was very cool. We went to national parks and got to see a bunch of really amazing stuff. And then on the way back to West Virginia, we got our luggage stolen. I freaking kid you.
So mad when she told me this story. I was like, really? We literally, you went that far?
We traveled to 19 states and got our luggage stolen in West Virginia.
And I just want to say, if you're not from West Virginia, that's not a reflection of our character here.
It's
in
not.
This state.
It's a reflection of crappy people.
Yeah, for real.
And I had to call the police, which was...
I wish I could listen in on that conversation.
Panic attack in the Walmart customer service area, because we were at Walmart, because of course we were. Buying gifts for our children. Go figure. And I had a panic attack and I was like, I'm gonna have to call the cops, aren't I? And the lady at the customer service was like, yeah, you need to call the police. And I was like, can you call the police? And she was like, no, ma'am.
Oh my gosh.
I can't. And I was like, so I have to do it. And she's like, yes, ma'am. And I was like, this is hell. I've died. I got hit. I fell off a mountain in the freaking Canyonlands National Park. And I'm
new
in hell
fear
now.
Unlocked.
I'm in hell now. I had to call the police. They came. They were very nice to us. They really were. Granted, I was a hysteric woman who was crying in a Walmart about how all of the, you know, things that I had bought all across the freaking country were just stolen. And my dad's shirts. And you guys know I lost my dad 10 years ago. And there's one shirt of his in particular that I wear all the time. And it was stolen. And funny enough, the guy who stole it, because we did get back some of our stuff, not everything, unfortunately, was wearing it when he came in to confess, which made me want to burn his house down. I didn't, but I thought about it. If you're listening to this podcast, I thought about burning your house down. I hope you know that I dreamt about it.
That's not a threat.
Very vividly told my husband the things that I would do to your decat. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, Belle.
I didn't do anything to him. Because I don't think the police would let me know what he looked like. Because
I'm sure that was for the best.
I'm a psycho. No, I'm just kidding. Where am I?
No, don't blame you though. I'm not. I would also be
really
angry.
No, but the police were very nice to us. And then I again had to call 911 whenever I busted in the windshield of my vehicle.
Oh, right.
Me and cops. They still absolutely freak me out, but
God just has a sense of humor. Maybe this is him, like, you know, being like,
Dustin,
okay, Belle.
Said it was like immersion therapy.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks God.
The uniform still makes me anxious. And when they turn the blue lights on, I want to have a panic attack.
Actually, I'm going to tell a slightly funny story, because our friend Allie, of the pod, is in law school, and we had a conversation because, like, here in Southern West Virginia, I've always thought, like, if I got pulled over, I would just, like, automatically get my, like, license and, like, registration. Like, whatever they ask for, like, I'll have it ready. And that just makes me look like a good little noodle. I want to say a good student, but, like, you know, just, like, a good, ready. Like, I'm ready for you. Yeah. Not doing anything.
You're a responsible adult. You know
legal.
What to bring.
Right, exactly. And she was talking to somebody who's not from Southern West Virginia, and they were like, no, don't do that. Like, keep your hands on the wheel. Like, you don't want to look like you're grabbing anything. Like, that's... And I was like, huh. You know, that's fair. I probably shouldn't. And then we were talking. We were like, I mean, if they see that you're a girl, like, I mean, and you have long hair, they're probably not, like, on high alert. But, I mean, they have to be at all times.
I mean, yeah.
And I was like, maybe I shouldn't do that. So.
Oh, I'm not doing anything. If a cop pulls me over, I'm going to just start freaking out.
Yeah, I haven't decided. I feel like it would depend on what kind of mood I'm in, whether I would, like, how I would react.
Friend of the pod, Sydney, her husband's a cop.
Yep.
He is. And I was hanging out with her and we were in her car and he got behind us in the car and literally turned his lights on. And Sydney said that she saw my soul leave my body. My eyes got bigger than they already are, and I literally could have cried real tears.
That's hilarious. Fun enough,
next season, Cody will be on the podcast. We're going to have an actual cop on this podcast.
And you all should be so excited
and
about it.
And I think that I'll be able to act normal, because I've acted normal around Cody. I told him not to come in his uniform
because it would make me cry. Come on. That would be incredible.
So yeah,
give the people what they want.
My tears.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it would make for an entertaining episode, so maybe.
You're not wrong. Well, you can follow us on Miley, you have to do this because I'm about to burp.
Okay, you can follow us on Instagram at ammpod. You can also follow us on TikTok at ammpod, and like us on Elon Musk's new site at ammpod1.
You can send us an email at appalachianmm@gmail. What other ones did you
Facebook.
Know? Facebook at Appalachian Monsters and Mysteries. You can like us on there. We're more active on Facebook now because I re-downloaded it because I missed the drama.
Same, me too. Actually, I don't have the actual app itself. I just get on Safari and get on Facebook.
Oh, I still get on the app.
Because I'll just do it because I told myself I wasn't going back on Facebook, and then I did, and I was like, well, I could just re-download the app, but I had to change my password and I don't remember it.
That's where the small town beef is the best.
You all, actually, nobody should ever hear the conversations that we have, but
me and Miley FaceTime and talk about small town drama.
Yeah,
that's gonna be Patreon content one day.
Oh man you all would love it.
But thanks for listening. Love you.
Bye.